So now we're set to go. Match ready to start here. 3-2-1 and good luck. Have fun. And here we go. 20 minutes on the clock. We follow Pentagram out of the covered passage spawn as they take up a defensive position in the Fountain Courtyard, as we noted there in the pregame show. Lusitano Clan, on the other hand, as they start to populate the patio courtyard, we see Vat and Valeno, taking up a grenade, looking like he's going to toss it through that Fountain Courtyard. He comes in very quickly, tosses a grenade up onto the patio. It went just too far. As now we pick up Melody coming through the courtyard alleyway very quickly there, then retreating. Melody wearing the red and white cross on his arm. He is one of what looks like two medics here in the game for Pentagram. We move up top, go to the upper fountain hallway. Pentagram holding down that as well. That is Melody, shifty just beneath him over on the arched foyer. So things getting started off here very defensively. Here comes another gamer from Pentagram through. That was Fat. Fat getting his world rocked, and it's going to be Bell of Pentagram who's taken down first. First kill on the board goes to Valeno. As we see Shifty now coming through, LR300 in hand. He, too, takes a couple of shots in the leg. Injured, but going to get some sexual healing from a clanmate there. As a more auto fire in the background, we follow the action is coming around the backside. It was Deadsea trying to get the flanking maneuver there on a Lusitano Clan. Not able to do so. Quail with the kill. More action ensuing, and it is going to be Pentagram who quietly defeated Lusitano Clan there in that first round. You had two gamers from Pentagram holding down the Fort Fountain Courtyard. The other three sneaking around back, and they got the drop on Lusitano Clan. And here we go again. Team Pentagram going to hold down the patio courtyard. Another defensive maneuvers here as we see grenades, as I said, going over the top of the roof there in it too. The Fountain Courtyard is Pentagram has decided to get back together here. Again, holding down their position over in that Fountain Courtyard. We pick it up with Zuka. Zuka over in the marketplace has got the Remington SR-8 out as we see Mr. Tree get his first kill of the match. SR-8 there as we follow Zuka now down the alley. Timbers hooks up with a clanmate, Mr. Tree, who had just gunned down Bell. Valeno now, old alleyway, goes in search of Deadsea. Deadsea and his clanmates, I should say, Shifty and Bell, upper fountain hallway, as we see bodies strewn across the upper fountain hallway there. Coming through, we are hit. One of the gamers bleeding now as they once again heal up as they take a position on the upper fountain hallway. That is Shifty getting a couple of rounds. A big SR-8 kill there for Zuka. As Shifty did not see or feel that shot, down he goes. As Zuka has an odd man rush here. He's 2-on-1, whips out the automatic, the MP5K. Over near the T-intersection of the main square alley, SR-8 back in his hands. He's trying to level the score here. He does. It is 1-on-1 now. Another nice SR-8 kill there on a Bell of Team Pentagram. You hear the action. That is Deadsea coming fast for Zuka. We're just near the T-intersection. Deadsea coming through with the LR-300 out. And Zuka holding true to his SR-8. Did not want to go automatic there, and it cost him as Deadsea puts him in the dirt. That's 2-0 now. And two grenades quickly over the top of the building. That is a no-no, but it continues on, doing very little damage, though, to Lusitano Clan. As they come out of the new alleyway into the Fountain Courtyard. Team Pentagram, on the other hand, we have Deadsea and Bell holding position along with Shifty on the patio courtyard. More grenade action coming down from the upper fountain hallway. Shifty decides to make a move up there and check out the action. And as he does, he catches a couple of bullets down to about 20% health. Fat sticking his head through that upper fountain hallway doorway as we see Shifty get healed up there by a clanmate. Mr. Tree now holding down the upper fountain hallway. He's got the SR-8 out. Anybody sticks their head around, that is going to be taken off. Mr. Tree now switching, going a close quarter combat weapon. SR-8 back in hand as he approaches the door. That costs him. Melody kills Mr. Tree. Melody also kills Fattings with the LR-300. Two members of Lusitano Clan now down. Snipes with Snipes just under the bridge, under attack from both directions, and he is going to be done in right there. Snipes and Zuka, the last two gamers left standing, quickly taken out by Team Pentagram here, who's opened up a 3-0 lead in the match. Again, two grenades over the top of the rooftops by Pentagram. As we see Lusitano Clan, three of them healing up here, Valeno and Snipes. Yes, I know that's only two, I miscounted. Mr. Tree with the SR8, Upper Fountain Hallway, looking all the way down to the entrance. As we see Melody looking to make a move, here they come. Lusitano Clan tosses a grenade in. That was Fattings tossing a grenade through the doorway into the patio courtyard and just caught. I believe that was Melody. Yes, it was Melody. Back to 80% health. Going to try again as we continue to see the ominous SR8 holding down that upper fountain hallway. This is a pretty typical tactic on this map. Position one gamer up there. That basically prevents or slows down a clan from coming through there. Right? You can only get so many SR8 shots off in a row. So two gamers coming through, probably going to bode well for Pentagram if they decide to make a move that direction. Coming through the courtyard alley, though, it was Shifty. Shifty's shiny bullet hits Valeno, taking him down. Fattings now dropping on top of, who was that? That was a Melody. Great work there by Zuka. Or excuse me, as he continues now down the old hallway, the old alleyway. Ducks around the corner. He's got about 80 health on him. LR300 out. He's going up against Bell Poyle Edsey, who was slowed down by another SR8 round from Snipes. And there we go. Fattings with the final kill here as Lusitano Clan gets on the board. 3-1 now our score as we hit the 13-minute mark here in the match. Pentagram spawning over near the covered passageway once again. Gunfire ensuing as Lusitano Clan sticking their head through the courtyard alleyway, taking a couple of in-the-blind shots and then retreating very quickly. As we pick it up with Melody, hopping up onto the wall, onto the upper fountain hallway as we go over toward the entrance, and they meet up one-on-one. A grenade from Melody takes both of them out. Melody committing suicide and also taking Fattings of Lusitano Clan with him. And just like that, Mr. Tree coming down the upper fountain hallway, but it's going to be Shifty on the other end whose kill puts him away. But Valeno right there to put Shifty in his grave. Nice work there by Valeno, getting the drop on a Bell of Team Pentagram again. More action over on the upper fountain hallway, doing a good job here. Lusitano Clan looking strong now as trying to put two wins together and not able to do so. It's going to be Deadsea who pulls that one out for Pentagram right at the end. Poyle getting the last three kills there. So Poyle doing a nice job. And he's now the leading scorer here for Pentagram with 5. Fattings for Lusitano Clan with 4. So 4-1 our score here in favor of Team Pentagram. As action has slowed down here just a bit, we follow Pentagram over on the patio courtyard once again. Shifty making a move into the upper fountain hallway, letting loose with his LR300. Couple shots hit and connect. Fattings dropped with an LR300 from Shifty. Shifty now on to the fountain courtyard. As we see Deadsea in the background gunning out Valeno. And another victory here as we just got to Snipes. Another victory, this time flawless for Team Pentagram. So that's one flawless victory for Pentagram. As we're going to start with Lusitano Clan and Zuka, who tried to catch a grenade for some reason. That grenade tossed by Deadsea. As we now follow Deadsea in the game. Deadsea coming through into the patio courtyard, letting loose with the LR300. Drops down on to the alleyway. Quick Mr. Tree, who catches a bullet from Team Pentagram. So it's going to be Valeno now and Melody, I believe, going at it. Melody's able to take down Fattings as well, but Valeno picked up onto the backside. A Bell of Team Pentagram getting the kill here, 6-1. And like we have seen in so many matches before, one team getting out to a sizable lead here. This game, this matchup, no difference. 6-1 is our score. As a Lusitano Clan going to have to do something here to stop the bleeding. They were able to get one, and it looks like they should have had two. But unfortunately, 3 kills there all by Poyle to end the round. And that did in Lusitano Clan. We see Zuko with the SR-8. He's able to gun down Dead Sea. No, he's not. Dead Sea actually takes out Zuko as it was a 3-on-1 odd man rush being led by Dead Sea. Dead Sea did take a shot, it looks like, to the leg. He's down to 50% health. As we go up to the air, once again, it is Snipes trying to hold it down with an SR-8. He's got a teammate there. That is Mr. Tree. It's a 2-on-1 here in favor of Lusitano Clan. And just like that, it quickly became a 2-1 advantage Team Pentagram. Snipes was actually gunned down by LR3, or by entered from Dead Sea. And then the final kill there, Poil on Mr. Tree. So 7-1 our score here. As we've just passed the halfway mark, just inside of 9 minutes now to go here on UT Casa. Spring 2005 Open Cup action, Lusitano Clan and Team Pentagram, the Silver Cup champions from the Premier League last year, facing off here. And so far it has been all Team Pentagram, as Team Pentagram coming from every direction, taking on Lusitano Clan in their face action. And just like that, two more kills. The Dead Sea and Bell taking out Zuka and Mr. Tree once again. 8-1 our score here. Things are going to have to change here for Lusitano Clan. They want to stay in the game. Right now, they're not having very good luck as we pick it up with Zuka. Again, taking a position over in the marketplace. He's got Valeno in front of him looking down. And here comes some grenades raining down from above the rooftops. Zuka all alone over in the marketplace. Now he's joined by Snipes and Valeno. Doing up a little healing there as we hear Mr. Tree and Fattings die in the background. Coming down the alley, Timbers. Poil meets up with Valeno and Snipes. Valeno going down. Snipes doing a good job. And it's going to be Snipes who gets the kill on Bell of Team Pentagram. And just like that, Snipes, another great DE kill for him. But Dead Sea and Melody right there to take on Snipes and actually gun down Valeno. So Snipes in a bit of trouble now. 2-on-1. He is the sole survivor for Lusitano Clan. As he lets loose with the DE, emptying the clip and then quickly switching to the MP5K, going down the old alleyway, coming out into the patio courtyard, gunfire ensuing, and Snipes not having much of a chance here, 2-on-1. And Melody gets the kill and the point for Pentagram once again, scoring out 9-1. Somebody put a fork in them in this round. They are done. I do not see Lusitano Clan coming back. They have had their chances. They've had some odd man rushes where they were 2-on-1, 3-on-2, but just not able to take advantage of the round. It looks like there's going to be a timeout after this round being called by Team Pentagram. As Poil gone 999. But even that I do not think is going to hurt Pentagram's chance at taking this first round. It looks like Poil is back. So we'll see if that that timeout holds true. As action continues, Upper Fountain Hallway, Fattings being gunned down big time by Bell. But Mr. Tree coming through, catches a grenade. Melody now, DE round to the head. Goodbye, Mr. Tree. Snipes coming up the stairwell onto the patio. But Bell, excuse me, Melody, says, no, we will have none of that. This is my patio. Get off. Guns him down. And just like that, man, 2-on-1 odd man rush, and they get the point. Valeno getting the final kill. We are paused here. As it looks like we're just about set to go 10 seconds. We should be back in the game here. As Poil, no longer 999. Red team, that is Lusitano Clan. They get the point. 9-2 now is our score. I'm out of the spawn very quickly. They come Upper Fountain Hallway action. Melody leading the charge for Pentagram. As we go over to the patio courtyard, nobody there. Snipes, though, coming past the T intersection. Dead Sea tossing grenades down near that T intersection. Was he here? Zuka letting loose with the LR-300. He must have been reloading. Did not catch Bell coming down the alley. Timbers. Bell now gets an open shot at a couple Lusitano Clan members here. As we see Snipes coming back, regrouping with the rest of his teams. Now switches to the MP5K. As Melody coming through, gunfire ensuing once again. That is Bell. Bell takes out Fattings, and with him also takes out Snipes. As Bell and Deadsea continue on once again into the patio courtyard, they hook up with Melody. So, so we have Lusitano Clan running for their life once again. And Mr. Tree back up onto the patio just above the fountain courtyard. He's under attack already, letting loose with one SR8 shot. That SR8 shot misses. He switches to the MP5K, tries to retreat down the new alleyway toward the cover passage. That did not bode well for him. He goes down. Melody, point team pentagram. And score now 10-2. Checking out individual scores here. Melody 15-4. Pentagram Ditz 13. Fattings and Mr. Tree both tied with 7 for Lusitano Clan. We see a grenade being caught there by Zuka. As Melody coming through the fountain courtyard. Mr. must have been looking at tying his shoes or something there. Did not even see him coming. Two shots takes him down very quickly. Another point awarded to Team Pentagram. And as I said, this round is all but over. Pentagram continuing to build on the lead. And it's all Lusitano Clan can do to stop the bleeding here as we see more bodies already lying on the ground. That is Mr. Tree lying on the ground. Valeno gunned down by Melody, who came down out of the upper fountain hallway. Fattings, bullet in the brain. Good work there by Bell. As Bell coming through the upper fountain hallway once again into the patio courtyard. They looking to take on Zuka now, who quickly retreating around the corner of the old alleyway. SR8 in hand, not willing to give that weapon up as he meets with his make. As more grenades, and yeah, I see that tactic being a little cheap there. Both clans doing it, tossing grenades over the rooftops. So you'd think they had learned they would hold short and then go in after the grenades explode, but they don't seem to be doing that as Mr. Tree gets a DE round there from Deadsea. As we see Deadsea and Melody now healing, taking down the new alleyway. As Deadsea going to come out in the marketplace. Valeno never saw him, had his back to him. Was slowly retreating back because Poyle and another clanmate over on the opposing end of the marketplace. 13-2 now our score, and it's out of this round. 2.5 minutes to go. And first round here on UT Casa, all Team Pentagram. I expected a good match. Unfortunately, Lusitano Clan has not really showed up here early on. They're going to have to turn things around on UT Turnpike here in the second round. But being down 13-2... that's a lot to overcome as we see a SRA kill just in front of us there. Shifty slowed down by Mr. Tree as Valums through SRA blazing. Nobody there. Turns left, goes down the new alleyway. Going to come out over near the marketplace. Nobody in the marketplace. Home for Team Pentagram. Team Pentagram back over in the patio courtyard. Deadsea and Melody. Actually, both clans exchanging kills there. Actually, it was a 2-on-1. And Fattings left standing alive for Lusitano Clan once again. Going to have to take on Deadsea. Puts a shiny bullet in his head, takes him down. Down to a minute 20 here left in the round. Grenades flying. Bodies falling. That is what Lusitano Clan has seen a lot of here as we see Melody quickly inside. Catching Valeno, that was Shifty coming through as well. Melody under heavy attacks, gets hit in the helmet twice. That is Snipes with the Desert Eagle kill. Bell coming up, he catches Snipes napping, and just like that, not even 30 seconds in, the round is all over. Again, going to Team Pentagram. Score now 15-2. As Team Pentagram spawns down the alley timbers, they come over into the marketplace. Shifty and Apoyle. Shifty able to catch Valeno. Outgunning him. Shifty through the Market Square Alley. Retreats now. Joins up with Apoyle as they are able to 2-on-1 Zuka here, who had the SR8 out, was aiming by timbers. Blue team wins. And you hear it in the background. Blue team wins their second flawless victory here. And that basically just puts a capper on this round. 16-2 our score. Time is going to expire here. 3-2-1. This will be the final round here on UT Casa. And as it is looking, it's most likely going to be 17-2 in favor of Team Pentagram. Lusitano Clan going to have to regroup here and reach in their bag of tricks and pull out the trick labeled skill and see what they can do here in the second round. As Team Pentagram coming from everywhere, that is going to do it for the first round. Score, very lopsided, 17-2. We're going to step away, take a break, come back, run down action there, which you just heard when we come back.
And let's see, who wants weed off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants this.
Who wants weed off the air?
I don't want weed off the air.
I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here back with you. The level of the server has rotated. We are in UT Turnpike now. Probably a quick break. Going to run down scores here from the first round. Overall score 17-2. It was all Team Pentagram. They came out early, came out fast, and never let down. That's what you got to do in this game, as they're looking to try to take down IQS from last year. As they were the Silver Cup winners last year. Team Pentagram. First round 17-2. Melody leading all scores. 22 kills, 7 deaths for Pentagram. Dead Sea right behind him. 18 and 5. Shifty and Apoya both tied with 17 kills. Bell, 14. And on the side of Lusitano Clan, well, Mr. Tree, 10 kills, 19 deaths. Final score just speaks volumes here. Fat, 8 and 18. Snipes, 6 kills, 18 deaths. Valeno, 5. Zuka, 5. And the kill-to-death ratio of Lusitano Clan speaks volumes. nobody with a positive kill-to-death ratio, unlike that of Team Pentagram. And it's going to be an uphill battle here for Lusitano Clan on UT Turnpike, and it's going to be tough. I don't think it'll happen. Pentagram just playing too strong here. I know things change once you roll over to a new map, but you're basically going to have to shut them out in order to get the victory here. And we're just about set to go. Match is going to get started at 3-2-1. Good luck and have fun. And here we go back into the match. Dead Sea coming out over near the side building stairs out in the north parking lot. Zuka just passed the grenade that was dropped. He's got the SR8 out. Great shot by Zuka gunning down. A Shifty to get things started here for Lusitano Clan. Switches to his MP5. Goes in at that north parking lot entrance into the office building as he picks up a clanmate there, Valeno. And already it's a 2-on-2 as 6 gamers total already gone in at this first round. Passing the south parking lot, we go Valeno coming in one entrance, Zuka coming in the other, and they catch Poyle napping. Poyle going down, Valeno coming down the stairs. Bell, though, turns around. Desert Eagle puts one in him, but that is not enough. Grenade being dropped down the stairs by Valeno. Valeno upstairs on the second floor, reloading his LR-300. Bell, I think, does not see him. No, he didn't. Valeno gets the drop on a Bell of Team Pentagram, and Lusitano Clan gets the first point here as we see Melody must have had a team kill there. As Zuka getting another SR-8 kill early on this second round for Lusitano Clan. So they're looking a little bit better here to start this match. As we see a team kill there, Mr. Tree and Fattings. Mr. Tree killing Fattings, getting the minus one here. And that is not good for Lusitano Clan, who can Zuka now going to have to do the damage for Lusitano Clan. And they're staring at breathing Team Pentagram members. We'll see what happens here. Zuka now retreating. He is hit, healing himself as a Dead Sea pursuing him very quickly around the south parking lot. He comes up the stairs. He goes. Zuka and Valeno dying almost simultaneously here at the hands of Bell and a Dead Sea. As Pentagram strikes fast and ties things up here. Grenade being tossed down the alleyway. Zuka again retreating. We pick it up in the office. Valeno just passing the loading docks. Meeting up with Bell of Team Pentagram just near the front entrance. Valeno LR300 puts him down. Switching to Dead Sea parking lot. Hooking up with Faddings. And once again, at two more kills for Poyle. And Poyle gets the point here for the team. 2-1 now, Pentagram, as we're just about 3 minutes in here. Lusitano Clan looking better, but still, they got a big disadvantage to overcome there, down by 15 points. So giving up 2-1 here is not going to work. Valeno, odd man rush. He's under heavy attack. Melody and Bell killing him. And in the back, we see Mr. Tree retreating up the stairwell, hooks up with Shifty, and Shifty coming down the stairs takes his life with a DE round to the back of the head. As we see Team Pentagram hooking up inside, three clanmates there, Melody, Shifty, and Abel all healing up, moving toward and out the loading docks, coming out of the north parking lot. Turning and looking to make a run down the alleyway, which they do. You hear the train roaring above us. And inside the office, Bell goes, nobody home there. As we go in search of Zuka, Zuka over in the McCain Supply Yard. SR8 out, takes a shot at Bell, misses. Melody over the wall, but it's going to be Bell who comes around, who just missed being killed by that SR8. LR300 out. Easy kill there for Pentagram. They go up 3-1 now. So Team Pentagram looking at just like they did to end last round. They gave up one early round to Lusitano Clan. But since then, it has been all Team Pentagram. As we go under the train track, Zuka and Mr. Tree quickly falling to Team Pentagram. And Melody, another kill there for him. Inside the office building, we go healing up Melody and Dead Sea. And Fattings left standing. Gets a nice kill there. He's got 100% of his health left, retreating. LR300 inside the reception desk. Fattings outgunning Shifty. Taking on Bell. Wow, nice kill there by Fattings again. Taking out Team Wins. Great work there by Fattings. It was a 4-on-1. Odd man rush as Fattings showing off nice skill there, taking down four gamers to end the round here. Five gamers taking down Poyle, Dead Sea, Shifty, Bell, and Melody as a timeout has been called here. Game paused by Blue as Blue is picks the other at 5:50. That's going to give us a chance to step away here for a quick station break. We'll be right back.
This is Radio ITG.
And welcome back. Had to take a quick breather there as we await the return of Poyle and, their sub has also got a bad ping, but basically it's Poyle who we're waiting on. So while we wait for that, Lusitano has two round wins now. Team Pentagram with three, but remember, in the group stage, we play by total round wins, and in this case, even though our score is 3-2, Team Pentagram still holds a sizable edge here by, I believe it's now 16 points. Yes, it is 16 points, as we're still... Usually they would say toss in the sub, but the sub is also high ping, and it looks like we're set to resume here in 3-2-1, and we have resumed. Looks like one member of Pentagram has dropped. And it looks like they're going to wait for him to return as the sub. Duke is also a 781 ping, now 832. So he's pinging quite high, dropping one. Okay. It actually dropped out of the game. Now he's back in. So he's set to resume again as clans are back to relatively low pings. That round won by Lusitano Clan. 3-2 is their score. We start the round once again. Pick it up with Lusitano Clan. Zuka holding down that alleyway as we see Snipes falling victim to an HE grenade. A 2-on run, 3-on-1 rush now down the alleyway. Zuka, SR8 out, continues to fire away with it. Has not hit has not hit anybody with it quite yet. He is bleeding as well. He's going to have to heal himself as he does. Well, he has about 20% health left. And just like that, on the other side of the map, most of the action taking place. It is going to be a red team victory here. That's going to be Lusitano Clan as they tie things up here. So all is not lost for Lusitano Clan yet. They're going to have to run off about 12 in a row, though, in order to make... And maybe that 4-1 odd man rush that Mr. Tree had will inspire them. I'm not sure, but we follow Snipes now past the blue van out on to the south parking lot. As he holds up there just a minute, gets some healing from Mr. Tree and continues on out to William Street, climbing over the fence into the McCain Supply Yard as we pick it up with Melody here. One of three gamers left standing for Team Pentagram, now joined by Shifty. Melody with the SR-8 out, taking pot shots down towards the McCain Supply Yard. As we open up the side entrance to the alleyway, Shifty catches Snipes there, and Mr. Tree coming to support his clanmate and not able to do so. Two more kills for Snipes, or check that for Shifty. And he doing a nice job here. Seven kills for Shifty overall. One behind a Bell, who has eight. Big grenade being caught by Dead Sea inside the office by Valeno. He continues on, making a move into the Metro Station parking lot. And look at that. Just like that, a Lusitano Clan taking another round. See what happens when you go the wrong way on the spawn? Which I did, as we quickly make our way into the Metro Station. Out into the company park we come. Up above the reception entrance, it is Fattings. Fattings opens up the door, goes one-on-one with Dead Sea, and he gets the better of Dead Sea, gunning him down with an LR-300. Poyle now sticking his head through. He has help from Bell, as Poyle now behind the blue van. And there he goes. Poyle finally saw Fattings near the door, guns him down with the LR-300. And joins his clanmate behind the reception desk, Bell, as they heal up. Once again, a grenade being dropped, but it's not going to matter here. Blue team gets a victory. Pentagram 5-4 now. As Lusitano Clan has given up the last couple of rounds here. We spawn with Pentagram once more. It is Bell down the alleyway. He comes, making a move over into the north parking lot. Nobody home there. We see grenades being dropped loose. Zuka once again in the background there, very quickly retreating, being chased down by Shifty. Shifty now holding his position at the entrance to the Metro Station. Goes into the Metro Station, comes out, and quickly in that side entrance near the reception desk. 3-on-1 as Shifty was outgunned by Zuka, but Bell right there to take out Snipes. And wow, red walls, red walls. That is all we see inside the office building near the reception desk, as Melody holding outside the side entrance near the park. As coming through the Metro Stations, it is Fattings. So Fattings and Melody going to do the one-on-one thing here. Fattings holding up just near the trash can next to the stairwell. Here comes Melody inside. Melody saw him. Fattings let loose, but it's Melody who's bleeding and down. Lusitano, the unlose here. They get the round win. They tie things up 5-5. But remember, Team Pentagram with the 12-point advantage thanks to their drumming of Lusitano Clan on UT Casa. And we see bodies from Lusitano Clan falling by the wayside. Zuka and Valeno quickly falling down. Falling to the hands of Melody and Shifty once again. Into the McCain Supply Yard we jump, and it is very quickly round over as another round to Team Pentagram. So they're not letting down. They have let Lusitano Clan back into this round somewhat. 6-5 is our score, but they still command control of the map. As we see Valeno coming down the alleyway, big shot there by Shifty with the DE, takes out both Valeno and Zuka, I believe that was. Yes, it was Zuka. So two lifeless bodies of Lusitano Clan litter the north parking lot here as we follow Melody into the office building, passing the main entrance. Under attack, that is Mr. Tree letting loose. He goes outside the side entrance, retreating and reloading in the Metro Station. Watch out, Mr. Tree. as 3-on-1, and Mr. Tree killed by Puel once again. 7-5, our score here as we hit the... We pick it out, pick the action up out on William Street. It's Valeno and Mr. Tree, but Mr. Tree catches a bullet from Dead Sea. Valeno injured, bleeding, 50% health, 30% health, and he is now dead. Shifty with the kill there very quickly. We follow Shifty down William Street. He goes inside the main entrance, taking on Fattings. Fattings doing a good job, but he's on the wrong end of Shifty's G36. First time we've called that weapon today, but G36. Loved by all, and that gets the final kill. There, another point for Team Pentagram. As Lusitano Clan coming in that north parking lot entrance, grenades being exchanged. That is Bell going up against Valeno. It's going to be Bell of Team Pentagram getting the kill here. Action now, slowing down just a bit. As we go in search of Mr. Tree upstairs, calling for a medic. Good luck. All you have to do is breathe on Mr. Tree, and he is going to die here. He's got no health left. As literally, he doesn't even have half a bar of health left. A grenade thrown through the glass window upstairs, and that is going to do it. That's a victory here again for Pentagram. As Bell on the attack once again, he got the last kill. Grenades being exchanged over in the company park, letting loose. That is Lusitano Clan on the attack as Bell gets taken down. Nice work by Lusitano Clan once again over near the entrance. Just bodies everywhere. Fattings, the latest kill. Shifty taking him down. Snipes and Shifty dancing in the company park. And it's going to be Shifty who gets the last step on Fattings. As Shifty looking for some help. Being healed up once again as we go for the last game here. Valeno switching now. AK-103 out. So, you know, I don't know if Lusitano Clan trying to find a weapon that actually works against Team Pentagram or what. But Valeno pulling out AK-103. Coming out and into the reception entrance. As he takes a break near the restrooms. And just like that, you heard two pops from the AK-103. But that didn't matter. Melody came from the alleyway entrance. Bullet in the brain. SR8 shot. Nice work there. Neep, neep. And that puts Pentagram up now 10-5. They have doubled the score of Lusitano Clan, who is doing all they can to just stay in this game here. As Zuka now under attack. Shifty and Desi pulling a 2-on-1 on him, and it's going to be Desi with the kill. So Team Pentagram looking like they are back in form here for this cup. As they are not backing down, continue to pour on the points here. As our score is 10-5. As they are trying to advance out of the group stage here early on. These early wins can mean a lot. As I've gone back and done some research, checking out these clans that would have made the playoffs or unfortunately lost to a clan early on. Maybe they shouldn't have lost to, but today... It is all Clan CNN, Team Pentagram over Lusitano Clan as we pick it up with Snipes and Fattings. They've decided to hole up inside the loading docks in the McCain Supply Yard. More or less a CTF maneuver right there as gamers usually hole up in there with the flag. Snipes now outgunned and very quickly up onto the docks. Dead Sea whipping out the DE saying, "You are mine, bitch," and... puts a DE bullet in his head down to 5 now. And Lusitano Clan doing all they can to just get a point, and they haven't been able to do so. Valeno coming through with Azuka. Azuka slowed down by Melody, and then Valeno taking out Dead Sea. So it's a 2-on-1 here over in the alleyway as we battle. Valeno trying to do what he can for his clan. MP5K, he has reloaded. Here he comes running back down. And a big SR8 shot. Melody says, "No, we're not going to have any of that." One shot, one kill. Nice work there by Melody. As Mr. Tree or Snipes coming down there. Snipes quickly gunned down by Shifty. So Team Pentagram looking very strong. Mr. Tree, the last gamer, has resorted to the negave. And earlier in a match, we saw FPS Clan pull out the Negave Tower of Death. And even that did not work And I don't think the Negev is going to do much use here against Team Pentagram, especially with 4.5 minutes to go. That's a lot of time left here on the clock. Team Pentagram looks to build on their lead, which they're doing quite nicely. As we continue on here, just funny to see some of the tactics that are used once a clan gets down. But the Negev Tower of Death was a classic move here by, I think it was FPS Clan. In one of the, It was Clan Ard who put that up, the Negev Tower of Death, my bad. Shifty now with the HE grenade out, entering the north parking lot entrance. Sees Valeno all the way down there. Shifty getting the kill on Valeno. Mr. Free now playing catch with bullets and grenades. Not a good thing to do this time of morning. This time of evening. As Snipes now trying to take down a couple of Pentagram members, he's able to do so. He gets two, but he's then quickly taken down himself. 13-6 now is our score. As Team Pentagram putting the hurt on Lusitano Clan of Portugal. Poland's got a couple of clans to be reckoned with here. Pentagram, one of them. Bizanu's the other one. As coming through the main entrance of the office, it was Shifty Fattings right there to clean him up. But Fattings forgot about the second and third man through for Pentagram. And he goes down, as does Lusitano Clan. And I think they just want to get this match over with. 14-6 is our score here. As we continue to watch action unfold. Pentagram prime form right now. As they continue to rush full steam ahead against Lusitano Clan. As now Lusa retreated out to the north parking lot. Valeno under attack, but he's got Snipes with him. They heal up. Got a couple of kills here. Shifty and Poyle for Team Pentagram down as Valeno now turns a corner into the alley. He is met with fire from Bell. Bell doing another. Has support with him. I believe that's Shifty right behind him. No, it's Melody right behind him, and it's going to be Melody who gets the kill. Let's run down Bell right behind him with 21. Fattings leading all 20 because he had 4 kills. Erased when he dropped, so he's leading all for Lusitano Clan. Right behind him with 12. Our total score, our overall, is 15-6 right now in favor of in favor of Team Pentagram. As we cycle through the action here, we pick it up with Bell coming out the main entrance around the south parking lot. As we see Shifty pursuing Mr. Tree inside the metro station. And Mr. Tree doing a nice job there. Shifty was without a head. SR8 doing its doing what it does best, taking heads off of URT gamers for a long time. As we're now approaching the 1 minute mark, so we probably have, well, I was going to say what's left. Maybe we have one round. There's another flawless victory for Team Pentagram. That's 3 for them. Overall, first one here in this match. As we are now just 55 seconds away from the final here, Zuka, great SR8 kill on Shifty once again. Zuka done a nice job today with that weapon. Unfortunately, he tends to favor that weapon just a bit much. As he dies once again at the hands of Dead Sea, I believe that was. Another DE kill there for Dead Sea. As Fattings and Mr. Tree looking to take on Bell and Poyle now. As Poyle has 999, but he had the connection interrupted. He is back, though. Fattings taking on Poyle right near the side entrance. As we quickly go upstairs and under attack, it is Poyle by Fattings. Fattings getting the kill. 7 seconds left here in the round. Coming through the door, that was Bell. Bell, and this is going to do it. This will be the last round. Bell drops a grenade in over near the reception desk and rushes that direction. And here's Mr. Tree up on the reception desk. So we're going to go back with Bell here of Team Pentagram under heavy attack. He's retreating once again, going back outside the main entrance. It's got the LR300 out. There it is. There is the final round. Congratulations to Team Pentagram. We're going to step away, take a break, come back, and wrap up your final score. It's Oswald. You're inside the game. We're coming right back.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around! If you do not shut up!
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new
family-oriented radio.
We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shameless. Crowd radio.
And welcome back inside the game. It is Oswald here with you. Final score of the match. Again, another one-sided match, 32-10 by my count here in favor of Team Pentagram. And congratulations to them. As I'm just saying thanks and congrats to Team Pentagram here. As I can't talk here, Dead Llamas, players of the game for both clans, as we look at the second round here. Size things up. For Lusitano Clan, we're going to hand it out to Fattings. He had a great second round there, 24 kills for Fattings. He also had 8 in the first round. And for the winning clan, Team Pentagram, we're going to hand it out, I believe, to Melody here. Yes, we are going to give to Melody by virtue of his total score here in the first and second round. He had 2 great rounds and help lead Team Pentagram to a victory over Lusitano Clan. So that's going to do it for us today here on Inside the Game as it relates to Urban Terror Clan 2005 Cup action.